Another Outside the Box, offering ideas for successful gatherings. Today's topic is Guide to Holding Events. A few months ago, I decided to attend a conference on affordable housing, which happened to be in Bangor, where I live. While I was lucky to buy a house, while it was still cheap enough about 10 years ago, I knew the price of practically all houses since then have gone through the proverbial roof. And rents are a lot higher, too. So many people are now paying half or more of their monthly income just for a place to live. I wanted to see which efforts to making housing more accessible and affordable were working and which were not. But when I went to register for the conference, I was astounded. The cost was $150 for practically everyone, just for a day of speakers and workshops, some early morning rolls and coffee, and a basic lunch. This pricing of the event, especially for low-income and unhoused people who may have wanted to attend, seemed too ironic. After all, such folks understand affordable housing in a way that those doing the workshops and speaking, builders, service providers, legal representatives, legislators, and funders do not. It's sometimes called lived experience, the kind of first-hand knowledge that's so often missing from a true understanding of any problem and how to solve it. Unhoused and lower-income people who are being priced out of home ownership were not speaking, not doing workshops, not on the agenda, not even being encouraged to attend. It seemed really disrespectful to me that they were invisible and missing. I registered and asked the organizer, Maine Housing, to waive the fee. I wanted to see if I could attend and if others could attend as well, who didn't have $150 in their pocket. I found out that there were 5 quote-unquote scholarships for those who could not afford the $150, but nothing was said in the registration about that. How legitimate was this conference going to be if those most impacted were almost completely left out? I was discouraged from attending, given that there did not appear to be any real involvement or input from those who would actually be living in that affordable housing. This blind spot in organizing conferences and other events is a constant problem. It's not just affordable housing. It's any situation where those most affected, especially when they have less power to create a solution, are left out of the process almost entirely. If they have more power, they can design an effective solution that meets their needs. If others have that power, like home builders and service providers, who may not know well what affordable housing really needs to provide, then a so-called solution may not work. We need a guidebook for conferences and other gatherings, so no one is left out. Here are a few suggested guidelines. 1. All pricing of events should be on a sliding scale based on the ability to pay and highlighted in publicity for the event. If people have to ask for a special price, it feels like shaming or difference of treatment. Sometimes I've seen wording for sliding scale events that starts, "No one will be turned away," but that's too negative. How about, "We welcome everyone, whatever amount you're able to pay." 2. Locations must be physically accessible to all and noted in publicity. They must be accessible to those with certain disabilities, such as hearing loss or blindness. 3. Those most impacted by the purpose and goals of the event and with relevant lived experience should be well represented in the leadership, organizing, speakers and presenters, and attendees at the event. 4. Accommodations such as childcare, food choices, and adequate sound systems / interpreters should be provided. It's also okay for people to bring their own food or have a food ingredient labeled potluck. Special accommodations should be solicited on the registration form. 5. Venues should feel comfortable to a wide variety of people, gender, sexual orientation, skin color, class, etc. They should be convenient to get to for those whose travel options are more limited. And 6. A travel fund can be offered in case people need help getting to the location. Facilitating carpooling or even a bus or van can be the difference between attending or not. What, if anything, has prevented you from attending events you wanted to go to? I'm Larry Danziger, promoting inclusivity, often lacking in social movement events.